And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on, we're working on your financial freedom. What caught me off guard was the stock market. Now, I know this is a very tender subject for a lot of you out there, because I know a lot of you have your money invested in vehicles that utilize the stock market. And maybe your returns mirror what the Dow Jones Industrial Average returns, or maybe your returns reveal what the NASDAQ has performed at, or possibly you're on an S&P 500 type of program where the S&P 500 is indicative of the type of returns you're getting in your stock accounts. And one of the things that's happened, I mean, let's just call it for what it is. One of the things that's happened is that the stock market has gone through another correction. It's another correction, and that's what they call a crash. They call a crash a correction. And the reason they call it a correction is because they want to soften the blow of what you've experienced. Now, here's the results that I'm seeing in the stock market. Now, I have to be fully upfront with you and let you know that I no longer invest any of my money in the stock market. I am done with that roller coaster. I'm done with the gambling. I don't invest there. My money is invested either in cash or it's invested in real estate. Those are the two places where my money resides. And here's why. Looking at the stock market, I can see that the stock market has effectively given up all of its gains over the last year. Now, I understand your financial planner is telling you that you are dollar cost averaging. In other words, all the stocks that you're buying are effectively on sale, and that the market will eventually recover. And historically, if you look at what the market has done, there seems to be a little bit of truth to that argument. There is truth to that argument. I mean, if you go back to, say, December of 2024, the last time the stock markets were probably at all-time highs, that represented an all-time high. It represented a higher price than had been obtained previously in any of the markets. So I think there is some quality analysis to that projection. However, the question is when. When does it recover? When do you get back to new highs? When do you get back to that place where you're feeling comfortable? Now, some of you, you're like in your 30s, you're in your 40s, you're not planning on retiring until you get to like your 60s or maybe your 70s. So you can ride out this little dip in the market, and you might benefit from this little dip in the market. I know some of you are saying it's not a little dip, Al. It's a pretty significant dip. Yeah, you're right. It is pretty significant. Anything that gives up a year's worth of gains is significant. So I was curious. And what I wanted to know was If you cashed in, let's say you cashed in all of your stock accounts, you did it today. And I know that scares a lot of you, because a lot of you are thinking, well, if I cashed in my accounts today, everything that I overpaid for over the last year, I would take a loss on, right? Effectively, yeah, you would take a loss because you overpaid for those stocks that you put into your portfolio, and you're selling at a lower price. So you would effectively take a loss on those stocks that you purchased at a higher price. But there are stocks in your portfolio that you acquired at a lower price. I mean, let's just be real about that. So I went to AI and I said, look, give me a 5-year rate of return. What I'm looking for is a general 5-year rate of return. I'm not looking for anything fancy smancy. I just want to know the basic returns. Tell me what the S&P 500 has done over the last 5 years. Tell me what the NASDAQ has done. And then tell me what the Dow Jones Industrial Average has done over the last 5 years. So here's the five-year return rate. The S&P, effective right now, from now over the last 5 years, has effectively returned a 93.04% rate of return on your investment. You've almost doubled your money. And part of that performance comes from the initial 4 years that we're analyzing, not the last year. The last year impacts negatively on your rate of return. If we did this calculation a year ago, you would see much higher return rates, but we're not going to go back a year ago and give you artificial numbers. We're going to take into account what the markets have done since the markets have done what they have done. The NASDAQ, 94.06% rate of return, slightly better than the S&P 500, almost doubling your money. How about the Dow Jones Industrial Average? 70.05%. So a 70% return on investment over the last 5 years. That should give you a little hope, should give you a little promise. It should let you know that even though we're going through a tumultuous event right now with the stock market, at least you think it's bad. I don't, because I'm not invested in the stock market, but I know you are. I still think, even given where the market's at today, that you could repurpose the money you have in those stock accounts and you could invest in real estate. Now, I asked AI, I said, look, what is the five-year rate of return for a typical single-family home that just happens to be an investment property? And you know what it told me? It told me the rate of return was 61.73%. That's less than the Dow Jones Industrial Average return of 70.05, less than the S&P 500 return and the NASDAQ returns in the 90s, only 61.73. Something's wrong. I had to dig into it. And then I found it. We come back from the break. I'll share it. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by doing a comparison of the five-year rate of return in the stock market compared to what a single-family rental house has done over the last 5 years. And I gave you some data as we were going to commercial break that seemed to indicate that investing in real estate lags behind investing in the stock market. Even though year five of the five-year analysis in the stock market is just terrible. It's just terrible because effectively the stock market has given up all of the gains that it's earned over the last year. Yeah. I mean, and you guys that invest in the stock market, I mean, technically you're feeling it, right? Now, the way you absolutely feel it is you sell the stocks. You cash out the stocks, and then you lock in whatever pricing is available to you for whatever shares that you have. And then I guess you calculate your return on investment over all that time. But at the end of the day, you would be in cash. And if you're not 59 and a half, you probably are paying a 10% penalty out of that cash, and you're going to pay the capital gains taxes that are due on those investments. Some of those investments are short term. Some of those are long term. So you got to figure out which ones are which and what the tax rates are based on the short and the long term, right? Okay. So what about real estate? Why is real estate underperforming according to AI? Well, here's why. AI is very much like you when it comes to real estate rates of return. AI is uninformed about how we as real estate investors actually make money. See, there are five ways to make money in real estate, technically six if you're in the multifamily space. And we make money all of those ways. But AI doesn't understand those five ways. So I tried to educate AI a little bit. And you know what I found out? It didn't quite get it. It didn't quite get it. So I had to work with my AI a little bit. And I had to spoon feed it some information to get it to think the way that I think as a real estate investor. And the first thing that I realized was when I looked at what the AI was doing with regards to determining the value of the asset, you know what I realized immediately? It was calculating an asset at its full retail price. Full retail price. In other words, it was saying that 5 years ago, we bought an asset, paid full retail price for it, and over a five-year period of time, across the board, nationwide, it returned about a 61.73% return on investment, which is actually pretty good if you're only focused on natural appreciation. Now, we did go through a couple of years where home prices, they just went up. They went up and up and up and up, and they're kind of coming down a little bit right now. But depending on the market, they're holding stable. In other markets, they're not. One of the other ways we make money in real estate has to do with something called cash flow. The AI didn't calculate cash flow in at all. It didn't know how to. I think it needed me to spoon feed it the information. So I spoon fed it a little more information. I said, the asset itself, we're going to buy it and we're going to double our equity position in the asset because we're going to capture equity. And then the asset is going to produce approximately $200 per month in positive cash flow. That works out to be $2,400 per year in additional income going into your household. So I spoon-fed it that information. It came back and it said, based on the information that I gave it with the equity-only portion, it increased the distressed single-family home return on investment to 94.08%. So just doubling the equity in the asset by buying the way that we buy, by rehabbing the way we rehab, by staying in wholesale pricing while commanding retail pricing for the asset, just by doing that, the distressed single family value rate of return slightly exceeded the S&P and the NASDAQ. Slightly exceeded. So just by doubling our equity, we're keeping up with what the stock market has done for you. And we haven't even talked about the cash flow, the $2,400 coming into your household. When we factor that number in, because that does produce a rate of return, the number jumps up a little bit higher. It gets up to like 94.08%. Now, there's some other things that occur in the real estate that you and I have no control over. None at all. And one of those things is principal pay down. The fact that we put leverage or a loan on our property we're leveraging other people's money in the form of that loan. And we like to put a 75% loan against the after repair value or the retail price of the asset, because that gives us the best type of leverage for the asset. It really does. 80% gives us a little bit better, but 75% is where the lenders seem to be comfortable in the current marketplace. When you're getting additional equity participation by the principal paying down every month, that increases your rate of return. One of the things is to take something called a depreciation loss. So in other words, you take the value of your asset, you carve out the value of the land, what's remaining is the value of the improvements, and you divide that by 27 and a half years. See, the IRS says, or they believe, that your asset has a lifespan of 27 and a half years. That if you don't do anything to that asset over that 27 and a half years, you will have used up the life of the asset and it will be depleted in 27 and a half years. So what they're effectively saying is we're going to give you a portion of the value that is depleting, and we're going to allow you to use that paper loss against any real gains that you make in the asset. What does all that mean? Well, simply put, the depreciation write-offs that you get offset the tax liability that you would have on the cash flow. So the cash flow coming in is pretty much protected. I'm not saying it's not taxed, but the tax is offset. Pretty cool stuff, right? So what happens in the future? What happens if you sell the asset? Well, you may have to recapture some depreciation write-offs, but that's only 25%. Now, I'm not trying to get into a discussion of tax information and stuff like that, because I'm not a CPA. I'm not a tax attorney. I'm not trying to play one on the radio or on a podcast. All I'm trying to do is explain to you some of the different ways we make money in real estate. Now, I'm suggesting that you should be invested in real estate. And I've given you some information along the way that I want you to chew on a little bit. Now, the initial piece of information came from AI, and it basically said that the return on investment for a single family house was in the 60% range over a 5-year period. And it underperformed what the stock market did, even given what's happened over the last year in the stock market. However, as I pointed out, AI doesn't know what I know. AI doesn't know what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited know. And it's very clear, because when I ask it very, very pointed questions, it either gets stumped or it tries to reason through what I'm asking it without understanding the nuance of the question itself. Now, do I think AI is terrible? No, I don't. But I think it's like everything with the internet. You have to qualify the information that it gives you. Just because AI spits out information doesn't mean it's accurate. Case in point, the information that I've given you on today's radio show was AI generated. I'm not 100% sure, because I didn't get into AI's brain and I didn't do all the connect the dot stuff to figure out whether or not their returns were flawed or not. But here's what I do know. In the stock market, there's really only one way to make money. Stocks go up in price. You sell at a higher price. You bought at a lower price. The difference between the two is natural appreciation. That is the gain that you make. And you're basically done. Unless you have a stock that pays a dividend. A stock that pays a dividend is like cash flow for real estate. But here's the problem that you have. You're probably invested through a 401k or an IRA, meaning that those stocks, if they do return a cash equivalent, if they do pay a dividend, it doesn't go into your pocket. It has to go in that stock account. It has to stay in that stock account. Oh, by the way, that that stock account that you have, it's designed for the long haul. It's not. When's the last time your financial planner sat you down and said, "Hey, Baba Joe, we're going to get you retired in the next 5 years"? You didn't hear that, did you? You heard something like, "You know, Baba Joe, you're in your 20s right now. So if you're at a young age, so you can really monopolize on the stock market. And if you do this until the age of 60, Baba Joe is in his 20s. Waiting until his 60s is like tripling his lifespan. And we don't even know how long he's going to live. He may not make it to his 60s. Now, I don't want anything to happen to him, but it's just a fact of life. Things occur in life that take some of us out before our time, and we have no control over it. None at all. So what do we have control over? We have control over real estate, because we don't buy real estate in 401ks. We don't buy real estate in IRAs. We buy real estate either as the people we are, or we buy the real estate through an LLC. Or maybe we have a corporation that buys real estate. What I'm getting at is we establish some type of business entity, and we use that business entity to buy the real estate. Now, when it comes to single family houses, do you have to go out and incorporate? Do you have to go out and get an LLC to buy houses? And the answer is no. No, you don't. As a matter of fact, when you're starting, you should not. And here's why you should not. That corporation or that LLC, brand new, unless it's got income, it's going to have a hard time qualifying for the loans. Guess who qualifies for the loans? You qualify for the loans. Guess how the lenders want to qualify you for the loans? As a individual person. So effectively, you're going to buy the real estate in your name. And if you do it correctly, you'll buy 10 of them in your name, and you'll buy 10 of them in your spouse's name. That allows you to buy up to 20 conforming assets that allow you to put the best financing on them, conforming financing. What do you do when you get to house number 21? Well, technically you run out of financing options in the best priced category. So you have to step up to the next category. Costs a little bit more to do the loan. How do you avoid that? Well, you take maybe 10 or maybe all 20 of the houses and you put a portfolio loan across them, which clears all the underlying loans. Now you have one loan controlling 10, possibly 20 assets, and you are freed up to get those better loans because you paid all those other loans off. Now you can go get 10 more in your name and 10 more in your spouse's name. It's a strategy. I'm not telling you that's what you have to do. I'm just telling you that's how you can get it done. And more importantly, when you have the right assets, you can get better rates of return than the 90% that the stock market is producing effective right now. What am I getting at? Well, here's a property in Houston, Texas, built in 2010, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, 2,081 square feet. You can buy it for $194,000. All fixed up, it's worth $332,000. Rehab costs $33,000. Closing and holding, $10,000. Cash out of pocket, almost $43,000. Cash flow per month, $215 per month. If you held this asset for 5 years and sold this asset after 5 years, and you take into account the five different ways we make money in real estate, you would have an effective net return of 233%. 233%. That is a much better number than what the stock market's doing. You don't like that deal? Okay, there's another one. This one here is in San Antonio, Texas. It was built in 1968. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 984 square feet. After repair value, in other words, all fixed up, it's worth $185,000. You can buy it for $100,000. Rehab is $35,000. Closing and holding costs, $10,000. Cash out of pocket, $20,000. Cash flow, $166 per month. But the equity capture is tripling. It's a $40,000 equity capture in addition to the $20,000 you put into it. That's a tripling effect. This is going to give this asset better returns over 5 years. So what is that return after 5 years? 311%. 311% when you take into account the five different ways we make money in real estate. Then there's another one. There's another asset that popped up. And I'm just telling you about three of the assets that showed up in my inbox this week. Effectively, so far this week, I've had no less than 30 properties show up in my inbox for me to analyze. Yeah, pretty cool stuff, right? That's what happens when you get connected as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. You start getting something called deal flow. And when you get deal flow, then you can look at potential assets. You can evaluate the potential assets and determine whether the asset needs to be in your portfolio or not. Now, here's one in Kansas City, Kansas. Built in 1920, two-bedroom, one-bath, 820 square feet. Smaller than the other two I told you about. Much older than the other two. After repair value on this one's $225. You can buy it for $141. Rehab on this one's about $31,500. Closing and holding, $10,000. Cash out of pocket across the three is the least. This one's only $17,000. And you're going to capture $42,500 in equity. That's a 250% return on capital gain. Cash flow on this baby, $225 per month. So what does this thing do when you get it all rehabbed and you put it back into service and you find somebody who wants to live in it, who's willing to pay you fair market rent? Let's say you owned and operated this asset for the five-year period of time. And at the end of 5 years, the person that moved in, they've decided they're going to go buy a house and it's not going to be the house that they're living in. So you're going to let them go. They're going to move on. But it's been 5 years and now it's time for you to dispose of the property. You're going to put the property up for sale. And when the property sells and you get the windfall that comes from that sale, you will find that your net total return on your investment is 495%. Return on investment, 495%. Does that blow away the S&P 500? Yes. Does that blow away the Dow Jones Industrial Average? Yes. Does that blow away the NASDAQ? Yes. And are you limited to only one? No. No, you are not. As a matter of fact, if you wanted to buy all three of these assets, you could buy all three of these assets. All you need is about $80,000 to get it done. And your blended return, if you bought all three of these assets, your blended return after 5 years of ownership is 346% return on investment. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for the expo, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.